This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, it's Halloween and, I'm going to this party on Saturday night and I know you're going to the same party on Saturday night, which is a little bit weird because Halloween's on Friday.
Because it's like work colleagues. Oh, it's so awkward when you see work colleagues out.
Oh, what do you mean? What?
No, I'll still say hello, Glenn. I just...
Right, yeah.
Hi, Glenn,
Just don't want to see you, yeah.
But no, it's exciting.
So, it's on Saturday night, and this basically means that you've got to have a costume. Now, people who listen to this show will know that I'm always going to costume parties, and you're normally there.
I am a normie at the same parties. I love your costumes. They're always a hoot.
Well, I don't know how I'm going to go this weekend for Halloween, because I sort of wanted to go, like... I don't know, something or someone. But then I sort of went a little bit different in that I was at this shop and I found these fabulous sequined suspenders or bracelets.
Love it. Love it.
And so I'm like, I need to base my costume around that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So that then led me to think
Liberace.
Well, that would be cool, wouldn't it? But I'd need like a great big white suit, wouldn't
I? Yeah, and a candelabra.
Yeah, exactly.
And just a really, you know, twink.
I think it's. Are you available, Brendan?
Oh, damn.
I don't think I have enough time to get a white suit.
Huh? Oh, I thought you were going to say a twink.
A twink.
Come on, just turn on your grinder.
Exactly right. So what I've sort of thought about doing is like wearing like shorty shorts, a lot of glitter paint,
of course,
some glitter lips, glitter eyeshadow, and like glitter hairspray and sparkly heels.
So, you're just going as glitter?
Pretty much.
Love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
What do you reckon?
I may roll around all over you.
Because, you know what? I was, like, Googling, like, to try and find some, like, sparkly or sequined high heels.
You should actually just have, like, a horn on your head and just say you're a unicorn.
But why?
Why everything else in your outfit?
But it doesn't fit.
You can say you're a unicorn.
Well, I went to a shop last night. You know when, like, when you buy heels, like, they're always like, oh, you know, buy good quality because, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well,
you're going to be in them all night.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, I'm never going to wear these heels again. Also, I went to, like, a department store, like, cheap department store.
I love it.
And they had, like, these Diamante high heels. I thought, oh, my God, they're fabulous. And they're only, like, $30. I'm like, this is bloody fantastic. So, I bought them. And then, I got them home last night and I thought, I've got to, like, at least practice walking
break
in them.
Break them in. Break them in.
I do not know how to do it. Like, I am the worst high heel walker ever.
Oh, heel toe, Dale. Heel toe.
But what does that mean? Like, you put your heel first.
Yeah.
But people say you should, like, move your weight forward, don't they?
You do, but it's all you've got to go sort of heel toe, heel toe. Heel
okay.
Toe, heel toe. It's all right. You walk.
So,
and you also need to cross your feet over. So, like, actually, like, works your ass.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, you get a butt workout.
Yeah. But it's all in the walk, and it makes your legs look really.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Been to many Halloween parties over the years and many parties over the years.
You're just always invited, Dale.
Well, so as are you. You know, and it is, I think it is the case that if someone shows up, like, looking like, you know, just wears a stupid flannelette shirt and says, I'm a farmer, like, they're not going to get invited the next time, are they?
Exactly. No, that's terrible. That's terrible. You pretty much have to live up to the, to the thing.
And so, if you don't make an effort, basically, you're struck off the invitation list,
all those
I reckon.
People that just rock up in normal clothes, they're like, oh, sorry, just didn't want to get dressed up. It's like, no, don't come.
Yeah, yes.
Please leave.
And
they don't get invited again.
No, that's right. Even, like, people when they say to me, oh, yeah, I thought I might just come early, but I don't have a costume, so I'm just going to come early. I'm like, thinking to myself, at least, I don't think you should bother. There's nothing more miserable at a fancy dress party where someone's sitting in the corner in normal clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I know. It's not hard.
Nah.
It's not hard to do something cheap.
Well, you can just go to a costume shop and hire one as well.
Yeah, get some face paint.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But ones that have stuck out over the years.
Oh, I've got to do a quick shout out.
Yeah.
Matthew Holt last year at the Halloween party came as Miley Cyrus Wrecking Ball. It was amazing.
Now, describe what he had, because he had, well, he had like a little prop with him, didn't he?
He did. So, he had the white singlet with his tidy whities on.
Yeah.
He had the shoes and whatnot happening.
Yeah.
And then he had
bright red lipstick, if I remember correctly.
Yes. Yep. He parted his hair and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then he had a medicine ball that he had spray painted silver.
Yeah.
And then had a chain.
He was fantastic.
And he rode that.
Yeah.
And he took it to the GH.
Yeah. It was brilliant.
And everyone just pounced on it.
Yep. It was absolutely fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yeah. What did you go as to Halloween last year?
I went as part of the Rocky Horror crowd.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I was the glittery one.
Uh-huh.
But I was de-wigged at the Greyhound. So, I ended up just... Yeah, I was a mess. But anyway, it was fabulous.
Yeah.
Great party.
Well, other ones that have... there's always someone who comes often as, like, something from The Wizard of Oz. But last year, Kyle, who used to do a show on Joy, he came as Elphaba. The Wicked Witch.
That was
And
fabulous.
He just looked absolutely stunning.
Phenomenal. Like, I mean,
so good that he went the next night out in the same costume. I just think he's like, I need to get the most out of this green makeup that I may never, ever wear again.
He was pretty much green for the whole weekend.
Well, pretty much, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
What did you go as last year?
I was Cath Day Knight.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That was epically fabulous.
Well, I was going to wear like a costume where I was going to have a lot of makeup, but it's my sister-in-law's birthday at Halloween, which, you know, just kind of fits, I think. But she often listens. And I was like, oh, I need something that I can get dressed into quickly. Mm-hmm. And so, basically, a curly wig and a pink tracksuit was what I went with.
And a mess of makeup.
Oh, my God. It was fabulous.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
As I said to you, like I basically based it around some suspenders that are made of sequins that I found at a shop.
What colour are the suspenders?
Well, so this is the thing, Brendy, is that I was at the shop, right, and I was like, oh, these are fabulous, and I just saw one pair, and they were silver.
Love.
And then
classy.
Yeah, but then I saw the box there, and they had all colours, and I'm like, where else are you going to be able to find sequin suspenders? So, I bought them in red and black, silver and blue.
Oh, lovely. So, you're going to wear all of them?
No, probably not. I've got to decide.
No, I think you should wear all of them.
Really?
Yep.
And just go as a
giant suspender. Just go as a giant suspender. And people can just be flicking them from every left, right and centre.
No, that annoys me when you wear suspenders. And especially because I'm probably not going to wear a top. I don't want them flicking them.
No, but you could have them on your shoulders and then have them draped around
you. Yeah, but I'm going to come out with, you know, lashings all over my back. And I don't want that.
No, you don't. You don't. Of course not.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.